beasts of your planet who are predominantly tuned into that frequency of well-being, you knew that the stability of this planet was secure, and you knew that the well-being of that which is you that is secure, and it was your full anticipation to come forth, collect data, get ideas of what you preferred, turn your undivided attention to your new preferences, and to create the reality that is pleasing to you. And you knew that all others who surround you would have the ability to do the same thing. And so here you are. It's not your first day of physical experience. You've been banging around here for a while. But you are remembering. You are among the unique humans, rare really, in this time-space reality, who are consciously, deliberately tuning into the vibration of your core. And when you deliberately tune into the vibration of your core, you not only tune in to the vibration of that which you were before you made the decision to be born into this physical time-space reality, you tune into the expanded you, the expanded non-physical you that is expanded still further as a result of the contrast that you have lived here in this time-space reality. So when we talk about you catching up with you, when we talk about you beginning to see the world through the eyes of Source, when we talk about you really allowing yourself to be who you are and living as you intended as you came forth, what we really mean is that you have found ways to tune out the thoughts that are resistant in nature and tune into the thoughts that are vibrational matches to who you really are. These are complicated times. You are surrounded by so many others who have so many different agendas, and almost everybody you know wishes you were different in some way. And if you let their wish for you to be different become your guiding light, you will go out of your mind. And that stubbornness that you sometimes feel when people try to boss you around or when they try to influence you from their point of view, when you begin to feel that resentment rise up within you, all that means is you know that you have guidance that is coming forth from within, and you want to follow your own guidance rather than try to walk to the beat of all of those drummers that are beating around you, each of them with a different cadence, each of them with a different intention, and none of them able to tune into the frequency that is purely who you are. You have guidance coming forth from within you, and it is our desire that you become the selfish being that you were born to be. People sometimes don't like hearing that because they think that if you were really benevolent, if you were really the kind, generous person that you are supposed to be, that you would put everyone else's interests ahead of yours and that you would just meekly merge into their patterns of what they want. And we say, compromise and compliance and agreement and cooperation are all wonderful attributes. We know you want to get along with one another. But never let what someone else desires about you to supersede that signal that is coming forth from within you. And the only way that you'll know what that signal is and that you'll have ready access to it is to tune into it as often as you can. We would encourage you to take time in every day. 15 minutes is enough. More is not really of any greater benefit. Where you deliberately focus upon something that causes a quieting of your mind until you feel that physical swooning and detachment that is the indicator that you have focused in a way that has released resistant thoughts from your vibrational platform. And when you release resistant thoughts from your vibrational platform, your vibration raises naturally, tunes right back into the frequency that is truly who you are. And once you tune into that frequency, deliberately, once you make it your intent each day to tune into it through meditation, through appreciation, through making lists of positive aspects, through looking for reasons to feel good, for playing the steady game of wouldn't it be nice if, or isn't it nice that, or isn't that a beautiful thing, or aren't I the one that is luckiest of all? When you are looking for reasons to feel your appreciation for where you stand, you'll begin in that moment to see your world through the eyes of Source. You've tuned back into that frequency, and then any vibrational variance sticks out like a sore thumb. Sticks out like an ornery mood, sticks out like an irritation, sticks out like a feeling of frustration, sticks out like a feeling of anger. When you are tuned into who you really are, in the slightest deviation, you feel it. But then, friends, it's your job to do something about coming back into frequency. It's not whoever irritated you's job to do something less irritating. They can't do something less irritating. In many cases, they were born to irritate.